Welcome to the Underestimate Me podcast, a podcast for online entrepreneurs who are ready to change the way they do social media and online business to see real results. I'm your host, Brittany Jones, social media marketer, business coach, and lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm on a mission to help you simplify this whole social media thing, get the tips you truly need to see results, and light your heart on fire so you can build your success story and show the naysayers what you're really made of. Why don't you go ahead and underestimate me? That'll be fun. Are you ready? Let's do this. Okay, you guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am here with Shelby of The Hale Co. And Shelby is an online business owner just like me. And you guys, she's absolutely killing it online. And I am so grateful to have her on today's podcast with us. So welcome, Shelby. We're so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Britt. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, I want to dive into this because I feel like we're going to get into some good conversation here, but I'm going to start with some party questions because I feel like it loosens things up a little bit here, and I think these are kind of funny today, but like, you know, when you say things might be funny and then like no one thinks it's funny later, so.
I agree, yep.
Pressure's on. Okay, I want to do a round of which is worse. So okay. My first question for you is, which is worse, showing up late or getting stood up?
Getting stood up.
Yeah. Okay. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. That's like, that's an easy one for me. I mean, if I'm late, like, they'll survive. But I feel like if I got stood up, I'd be pretty mad. I mean, my husband probably wouldn't stand me up anymore, but.
I know it's different for you now. Have you ever been stood up in the past though?
No, I haven't. And I just don't think I'd want to experience that.
No, it's painful. Okay. Which is worse, food stuck in your teeth or something stuck in your eye?
Food stuck in your teeth, I think.
Yeah, same. I'm like so worried about that all the time.
I know, me too. And I actually have Invisalign braces, so I kind of worry about that because it could get stuck underneath.
I didn't realize you had braces.
Yeah, I do.
How long have you had those for?
I have had them since last February, so for about a year now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's going well. I get them off this coming fall.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Normally I can pick up on it because people have like a little bit of a lisp, but you don't have that.
Well, I don't have them on for this podcast.
Oh, okay.
But in real life, I mean, it is pretty good. Now that my teeth are getting straighter, it's easier to talk.
Well, thank God. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I've actually been looking into that. Okay. Which is worse, step on a snake or walk into a wasp nest?
Walk into a wasp nest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, then you could just get swarmed. I'm not about that.
Yeah, true. I mean, you're on top of the snake if you're stepping on it.
Yeah.
I hate snakes though. I can't, no.
Yeah, okay. I'm not about snakes, but I think that'd be worse for me with the wasps.
Yeah. It'd probably be more painful. Okay. Last one. Which is worse, sending a screenshot to the wrong person or liking an older boyfriend's photo?
Ooh, I think sending a screenshot to the wrong person would be my demise. Yeah.
That happened to me when I was younger, which is like terrible.
Yeah, so. I know. You kind of have to be careful now because like you can go so fast on your phones, and if you're texting the wrong person, I mean, not good.
Yeah, it can just be a whole mess.
Yeah.
Okay. So I really want to dive into things here, but I was hoping you could start by explaining what it is you do in business, how you got started, a little bit about you, just so we can kind of catch up here.
For sure. So I started my business when I was on maternity leave last year. I had my first daughter who is now 18 months old. And when she was about 6 months old, I was feeling, really not ready to go back to my 9-to-5 job after my maternity leave was over in the next 6 months. So I just kind of buckled down and I was like, hey, Shelby, you need to decide what you want to do for your life so that come August, this was when I was supposed to go back, you have a decision. Like you actually have a choice that you can make versus just, well, there's no other options. You have to go back to work. So I dove in with a mindset coach and that was kind of my game changer for me. I just decided to put me first. And once I dove in and started really doing the work to find myself and just kind of find what my passions were and where my passions lay. That was when I was able to kind of realize that I was really already doing what I loved in the background of my life. I just was doing it so nonchalantly that I didn't realize I could have a business out of it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. Finally coming to the realization once I built the confidence up enough through the mindset work to realize that I already had the knowledge to do what I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do, or what I had always done really, was my love for organization, for all things for myself and for other people. And I just am a doer. So I like to have a task, get it done, go above and beyond. And then whether that's for me or someone else, hopefully to help them better their lives in some way because I helped them do that task. So I kind of took a step back and applied this to my business, which I called the Hale Co. And it's essentially just a business to help other business owners and entrepreneurs do the things that they love most in their business and have the time to do that. So I take those tasks that they might not necessarily love doing. And I do them for them, or I put a system in place so that we can change those tasks or shift them to make them easier for them day to day. So yeah. A lot of the things that I'll be doing are related in the beginning to just kind of getting the big picture of their bigger vision and really taking the time to step back and look at what's kind of blocking them in their business and in their day to day, just from either, you know, getting stuff done or finally reaching their big goals. So I do a ton of different things, and I kind of just built my business on the foundation that I already had the knowledge in so many different areas, bits and pieces. And then where I needed more knowledge, I took the steps to get that. And every new client that I obtain is a little bit different. So for me, it's always a learning curve. And I love it. I love it so much.
So you started this not that long ago. So how long have you been in business for officially then?
Officially, I opened my business once my daughter turned one. So since August of 2019,
Not that long ago.
Right. So September, October, November, December. So 5 months I've like officially been in business.
You're full time. Like, this is not like, you guys, I know Shelby outside of the podcast. She's not just like, I got 5 hours of business here. I'm going to try and make this look like I'm doing something. Like, she's a busy mama.
Yeah. It's very busy. And it's something though that I've kind of like, I check in with myself all the time and I'm like, am I good? Like, I am working. It feels like a lot. However, I've said this to my husband many times too. Like, I'm never stressed about the work that I'm doing. Like, if I have to work until 11 PM one night, because, you know, my daughter was sick and had to stay home. In turn, I was doing work later that evening. Like, I'm never upset about it. I'm always just like, this is what I love doing. Like, I wanted to create this life for us so that, you know, I could be flexible for my family. And if I have to work late or early one day, it's stuff that I just absolutely love doing. So it's totally fine. And I think being able to have that mindset just makes everything feel so much better when I'm doing it. And that energy also attracts new clients. So I have never felt slow, so to speak, which was a huge factor when I was deciding to either go back to work or not. The scariest thing I think is, how am I gonna pay myself essentially? Because, you know, I had this opportunity at my employer, which was a great one still. But I knew long-term that wasn't my goal. And when I took the leap, I took it knowing that it could go one way or the other, but I had a great support system. And I also, because I did the work, I believed in myself too. So I had a spouse who believed in me. And then I was at the point where I believed in myself. And I was like, you know what, if there's a client who drops off, I'll find another one or whatever. But I think that mindset piece helps as well.
It's huge. So what would you say to someone who is maybe not at that point where they fully believe in themselves and they're questioning, like, am I really cut out to do this? You know, how do you strengthen that belief to be able to take those big, scary steps like leaving your day job?
Totally. Well, I think first of all, like, do the work first. So, you know, don't just one day up and quit your job and then start. I personally feel like it's a good idea to, you know, to start the mindset work and then start diving into the pieces of your business that you, or thing that you would want to create. And, you know, start small and start slow to build that confidence. I think that if you dive in all at once without have done the work on your mindset, or even just like brainstorming on ideas for your business, I think it would be pretty scary to all of a sudden, you know, not really even have a backup plan. So for sure. If you're still doing your job and you're really passionate about what you want to do, I think that, you know, setting aside some time during the week to just be like, okay, I really want to make this happen, and putting in that extra effort to build your confidence to then be able to make that change. I also believe in building a strong network and having a strong community behind you, because, oh my goodness, I could not have done this alone. Because of the two communities I was in one community with Danielle Amos and one community with you, Brittany, and that changed my life. Like, if I didn't have your communities, I don't think I would have ever built the confidence, first of all, to even begin anything. So I would say, you know, if you're actually passionate about it, you will find the time even outside of your 9-to-5, and get yourself a support system, because if you don't have that, you're not going to have accountability. You're going to have doubts that just overcome you and stop you. And if you really are truly passionate about it, you'll find the time and you'll put in the work.
Yeah. That's the thing, is like, I think community is so important. I couldn't have done it without other people breathing life into me when I was doubting myself. And there's something about the energy of being around other people that are doing the same thing as you. Like, it's really hard to explain to someone that's never done that before.
Absolutely. And I think too, before I found the communities, I always hoped and wished for a community to be alive in this world that, you know, was so supportive, and like, people are so okay with sharing their wins or sharing their struggles or asking for what they need. It's just like, there's so much energy in those groups of people who really want to make a change, and they're so selfless. Like, they do want to help you, and you know they're genuine. So it's nice that it's a safe space of just go-getters, you know? Like, there's no shame in however big or small your dream is. I mean, nothing is really big or small, but nobody judges you. And just feeling that type of love helps keep pushing you forward, I think.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. That's just it in a nutshell, really.
Yeah.
So what do you wish you had have known about business, not even a year ago? You haven't even been in business, but at the beginning, like, what have you learned that you wish you had have known at the beginning that you could pass on to someone now?
Okay. So I'll kind of take a step back before I even dove into mindset work, because that, I think, was the piece that I wish I had known earlier. And before I dove in to, you know, a community of people and doing the work, I just always thought, like, I can read the podcast or listen to the podcast. I can read the books. Like, I can Google all of the things. I can figure this out on my own. At the time, I really had no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to be in business for self, and I just felt like I could do it myself. And until I went to a seminar and really like felt connected, just in person, about learning how to change your mindset and being part of a community, my back was up against a wall. I was like, there's no way I'm paying someone to help me do this. And I wish I had have known sooner that it's okay to ask for help. And it's also okay to invest in yourself. Like, When I actually invested in myself, it was a year ago, probably right around this same week in January last year. And when I decided to invest in myself, I was like eating at myself because there was no way I deserved this and all of this talk. Mm-hmm. But I did it anyways. And my husband looked at me. I remember him saying, "Shelby, what are you waiting for?" And it was him saying that, that I was like, oh my gosh, like someone believes in me, so I can do this. And yeah, so then I just basically wish I would have had the confidence to believe in myself sooner and to trust that investing in myself was the best thing I could have ever done.
Yeah, you can't like linearly, how do you say that word? You know, like outright plan, like when you're going to invest in yourself, how the money is going to come back, but you just have to trust that it's going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So can you tell us a little bit about the mindset work that you did? Because if someone is right now just listening to podcasts like this or downloading all the latest audiobooks, like what is the difference between that type of mindset work and the mindset work that you were doing?
Absolutely. So the mindset work that I was doing, initially, I just thought it was like another course and I was just gonna, take the course, watch the modules and then like get a check mark and pass. Like I'm so type A. So that was like, oh, this is going to be wonderful. But really what happened when I dove in was it takes you back to like, to start checking in with yourself and really getting honest with yourself. So, it's repeated work that you do the same thing every single day. And I found in the beginning, I was like, this is so redundant. Like, you know, why do I need to be listening to the same stuff every day? Why do I need to be doing the same practices every single day? But it's the practice of repetition that actually gets you to shift your mindset. So I committed. And once I committed, I was like, I'm going to do this. So I did the work. And as I was doing it, I felt immediate shifts, like physically, and then also in my actual world. So like the things that started happening to me were just like so good, almost felt too good to be true. And I think the difference between actually doing this type of mindset work and maybe just listening to podcasts and such is that you are accountable for one, because you're in a community. So, I hate letting people down for one. So that was just like, not okay with me. You know, I said I was going to do something and I said I was going to show up. So, I'm damn well going to show up because I don't want to be the person who let someone down, whether or not I did. Having that accountability just made me show up. And having that accountability, is what I think drives you forward in, you know, making moves in your business, in shifting your mindset. And, it's invaluable. Like as I started doing the mindset work, I didn't realize how powerful my thoughts and my mind were. And I started being so intentional about the way I spoke to people, the decisions I made, everything in my life started to shift because I was really in tune with everything happening to me, for me, around me. And in turn, it shifted my environment. Like there's some people that are just like no longer immediately in my life. And there's people that are in my life now that weren't, and neither is good or bad. It's just the energy you start to manifest as you do this mindset work. It just brings you the people you need in your life in that moment and trusting the process.
Yeah. And do you feel like that work really gets you off that roller coaster of like the worry and the doubt? Like you said before, like it doesn't matter anymore if you lose a client because you know you'll find another one. But not everyone thinks that way in business. People are like, they're like gripping on to what they have and they're worried it's all going to crumble behind them. So is that, yeah, you're shaking your head at me. You're like, yeah,
that's absolutely it. I would have never said those words. It's funny that you repeated that. Cause like, I would have never said that before I dove into this work. I was the worry wart for sure. And like, that's okay too. But I think long-term in your business, if you're constantly worried about stuff and don't work to move past that type of mindset, it is going to be part of your demise, because you cannot spend time worrying about those things, because where you spend your energy, that's where things will come. And before doing this work, you know, I had no idea that my thoughts became things. You know, I do, looking back, think that I was kind of a negative Nancy. Like, I thought that I was this positive person. And I wasn't like awful, but I feel like I was manifesting kind of shitty things coming into my life just because I was worrying so much. So being held accountable to the mindset work has helped me totally shift the way I think about things. And now, because I genuinely know that things will work out, like, I don't just say that things will work out, I actually believe that. Yeah. And because I believe that wholeheartedly, like, I know that that's the way things are going to go, because I don't believe any different.
And you use this like far beyond just your business. Like, when you're saying this, like, this is everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this has changed the dynamic of my relationship with my husband and myself. Like, we've been together for, it'll be 12 years this coming fall. So, everything in our relationship, we kind of joke, it's not a bad thing, we're very open about it, but we kind of joke that our relationship has like had a renewal, like a rebirth, because I feel like a completely different person. And because I dove into this work, my husband now does it too. So he does the manifesting, the visualizations. Like, we'll sit in bed at night and like manifest what we want together. We have a goal board in our room. And like, because we're both on board, like, we're both vibrating on that energy. And it's like, it's magic. Like, because I can be proud of him and excited for him and things in his business, he can be the same for mine. You know, we can help each other if there's things that are kind of coming up that aren't working. And it's helped us manifest so many things, not just for our business.
Did you ever think that you guys would have a goal board together? Because I'm sure there's a lot of listeners being like, yeah, okay, but my husband's never going to do that. Like, I can hear them in my DMs right now.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, there were definitely times when it was just kind of like, honestly, I was almost watching his life and like from a backseat passenger. And it just seemed like there were so many awesome things happening for him. And he wasn't even like, we weren't even like really connected in them. It was just all these good things were happening. And I was like, when will that stuff start happening for me? And then when we started doing this manifesting work, we were like, hell yeah, like, let's put that on a goal board and look at it every single day. So yeah. And like, we update our goal board every 5 years to do like a 5-year vision. And then if there's stuff we want to do this year, we put it on there right away. And yeah, like, I never thought that every single night before bed, my husband and I would be like, so what do you want to achieve tomorrow? What do you want to achieve this year? Let's make it happen.
Yeah. So cool. I love that. Yeah. So what would be a tip or a secret that you have to someone that has a business right now that wants to really accelerate their results right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. For one, if you don't have a community, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have a coach, get yourself into a community, get yourself a mentor. Like, whatever blocks are coming up for you that like, that is stopping you from doing that, when you think about that thought, like, oh, should I get a mentor? Then there's a block. What is that block? And then dive deeper into that block and why it's coming up for you. Like, is it money? Or is it just time? Like, there's so many factors that could be blocking you. But is it just an excuse? Is it, you know, is it for real? Because obviously there are things that are for real. Why for sure. You can't. But I really do think that if people are ready to take it to the next level, they will dive in, and they will find the resources they need to do that. So yeah, like, step past your comfort zone and try and step around those blocks that are going to come up, because we all do have them. Even the people who do the mindset work you know, four times a day. I don't care if you're doing that four times a day, you're still going to have blocks come up. Yeah. But you just have tools now to move past them. So do what you can to move past those blocks, and also trust the process that if you don't know how to move past those blocks, your mentor or coach can help you. And then think about what that can do for your business, right?
Yeah, like they can see in you sometimes the blocks that you can't see for yourself. And it's not because they're like so great. I mean, they are great, but it's just because they're looking on the outside in and they've gone through that process themselves. Like it's not like they don't understand where you're at.
Absolutely. One of the business books I was reading before I, you know, agreed to having help or accepted help was a Tony Robbins book. And he said, like, why reinvent the wheel? Like, there's someone in this world who's already done the thing you're wanting to do. Maybe it's a little bit different, but the process is likely already been done. So don't reinvent the wheel, just learn from that person. So that's why I think too, like collaboration within community is so key. And yeah, it's pretty incredible what can happen when you let go.
Yeah. And it's really cool. The communities that like, they actually want you to be successful. That didn't exist in my day job. And sometimes people in my life that aren't entrepreneurs have a really hard time understanding that. They're like, what do you mean? You just signed a client and you're going to give away all your secrets. And I was just like, what do you mean? That's exactly what I do. That's all I do all day long with them.
Yeah.
Don't you agree that it's just such a different shift? Like everyone wants you to win. That's just absolutely not even a lie.
Yeah, exactly. And I think too, when I started out in the communities, it was really hard for me to believe that everyone in the community was rooting for me, just as I would learn to root for them. Mm-hmm. And as you spend time in the community and do the work, you realize that like, that isn't fake. That is so real. I have messages from people just within the community randomly, just uplifting me every day, and I'll send random ones to them too. And like, we genuinely want everyone to win. Like the bigger, or well, I guess again, nothing's big or small, but the bigger win in their eyes, the better for us too. Like, yes, girl, boy, do whatever you want. That's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, they're not like withholding information. Like they're not giving you like half the story or like half the tip. Like it's full blown.
Yeah. And then if you need a resource, like people are totally happy to share their contacts. And that in and of itself is so, so invaluable. Like for me to have a potential dream and I reach out in the community and just say, hey, does anyone know anyone in this industry? And they happen to know the CEO of a company and they're happy to introduce me. Like, how would I have ever had that contact before? But these people are genuinely excited to share their energy and their knowledge. And if you yourself are willing to share your energy and your knowledge, you will absolutely get it back tenfold.
Do you think there's something to these communities being paid that elicits that? Because a lot of people listening, they'll be like, oh yeah, I'm part of a free Facebook community, or I've got this like networking club I go to. Like what do you think is surrounding that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in free ones as well. And to be honest, I never, ever check them. the only ones that I go into every single day or comment on or post a comment myself, those are the ones that I've paid for. And it's because I feel accountable, like my money is invested in this group. Therefore my energy is invested in this group and I'm going to give my energy so that I can get some energy back.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think it's just the money piece that holds you accountable. And you know, you've worked hard for that money. So I think there's just something to be said for like investing it yourself.
Yeah. It's like, have you ever had an accountability partner before where like you guys were just trying to hold each other accountable and like do business together, and like 2 days later, you're both not texting each other anymore? Like that's the worst.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Happened.
These communities are not like that. Like it's
no,
not like
no, you. Because they will call you out.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. I mean, they're not mean about it, but it's just like, oh damn, my name's tagged. Like I better get in there.
Tagged, like honestly. Yeah, Okay, so it wouldn't be the Underestimate Me podcast if I didn't ask you a few questions about being underestimated. So okay. Has there ever been a time where you were wildly underestimated by others, by those like kind of watching your journey?
Yeah, there are definitely a few people I think who have underestimated me in my online community. And I think that those people have shifted out of my life, which, yeah. You know, I always wish them well. And I'm sure that they wish the same for me, but it's just, we weren't meant for each other at that time of our lives. And I think that, you know, as I started to show up more because I was doing the mindset work, mm-hmm. I think I lost a lot of people like in that online community because yeah. They were kind of starting to think like, what is she trying to do? Who is she trying to be? Mm-hmm. But I just kept true to myself saying that I am showing up for the person that needs to hear this right now. I am showing up for me, for my daughter, for my husband, so that I can start to create the life we really want. I also know that I was underestimated in my 9-to-5. Like yeah. There were so many things that I knew I wanted to do and, you know, different levels that I wanted to go within the position I was in. And there was just no way I was going to get there because there were people who just didn't want me to get there in all honesty. And, you know, I would push through and try and excel in the position I was in. But the reality was like, there were people that just didn't believe that I could do it. So why would they ever give me the chance? Because those were the same people that I would have had to get the chance given to by.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, there's definitely lots of times in my life where I felt like, shit, I don't think they think I can do this, but I am really excited to prove them wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Like use it as the fire under your ass and build something good out of it.
Absolutely. And I'm honestly at the point where, like that doesn't bother me anymore. It used to 1000% bother me. I used to think about all the what ifs and who's thinking this and, oh no, they unfollowed me. Like I would keep myself up at night because of that crap. And I mean, it's real feelings that you have when those thoughts come up, but like, they're not going to get me anywhere. And also that energy is just not something that I'm trying to attract or I want to keep in my life. So, you know, if I kind of kept dwelling on all of those types of comments, that's the path I would have continued on. So yeah. I needed to put in the work to shift that.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good sitting in it. Like you might as well like walk right out on that one for sure. So who are your top three people you love watching on Insta? This is my favorite question.
Okay. So the top one is Bastafi. Her name is Brittany Ostafi. And she is from Kitchener. She is a boss mama. Her account blew up in 2019.
Come on.
And she is freaking hilarious. She's just like mom truths. She's also an entrepreneur. Like she has a 9-to-5, but she's also an entrepreneur. Anyway, she's awesome. Yeah. I also follow another girl called Top Knot and Double Shot. And
I think I've heard of her before.
Yeah. So she does like, she's kind of the same, like raw mom truths, just like so, so honest about how her day's going with her kids. She's also a working mama as well. So just like the battles of that. And she also has this Dirty Secret Sunday where she posts a question box on her stories and people can share their dirty secrets, but she,
come on.
Yeah. So she'll share the like what they posted, but she absolutely never shares the person. And then she like does a little comment or polls and they are crazy what people will share.
Okay. That's hilarious.
It's amazing. And she does it every single Sunday. There's like, oh my gosh, there's so many people that participate and it's pretty funny what some of the people will say that's like going on in their life. Holy.
Okay. And, I'm like so excited to go like grab my phone. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know. She's exciting. And again, another local girl. I think she's from the Kitchener area. And the last one, who else? What else do I love following? I just like following really positive, like mindset accounts. So I can't think of one on the top of my head. Most of my Instagram now actually is either like friends or family, obviously. But like positive accounts. I really like Sarah's Day. She's an Australian and she's just like, again, an entrepreneurial mama. She has like a clothing line and a fitness line, and I love that stuff. So yeah.
Cool. Okay, those are good ones. Those are ones I'm not following right now. So I'm like, yes. Gore. Yeah. Okay, so if the listeners want to find you, where should they go?
So if you can follow me on social, my personal is at Shelby Hale and my business is at The Hale Co. Feel free to follow both. I mean, I do a little bit of everything on both accounts. I try to keep my business one a little bit separate from my personal life because we have so much going on the personal one at Shelby Hale. You'll see some house flip stuff that my husband and I do.
So
we opened a business essentially flipping houses in our hometown, and I share that on my personal account. So yeah. And then also if you wanted to email me, you can email me at info@thehaleco.com and I'd be happy to connect.
You guys, Shelby is like literally the sweetest. I've seen a glimpse like behind the scenes in her business. And if you need help with any organizing, like when she says she does like everything, I'm not joking, she does everything. So please send her a message. She's so sweet. She responds all the time. So thank you so much, Shelby, for being on with us today and sharing with us. I really appreciate your time and I've loved chatting with you.
Thank you so much for having me, Britt. I am so grateful to be on your podcast and you are killing it, girl.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to this episode. If you could take a second and share this on your Instagram stories and tag me in it, I would be so thankful. Don't forget to hit subscribe. And until next time, get out there and give the haters something good to watch. Why don't you go ahead and underestimate us all? That'll be fun.